Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up for Jesus. Come on, all campuses, you can do better than that today. Woo! You can be seated. You know, I'm excited about this weekend. First of all, the blood of Jesus is the most powerful thing that you can ever come in contact with. And I know a lot of you at all the campuses, it was just cool to be on the site where you guys bought a church. Illinois will never, ever be the same. And there's actually only a 9-degree variant temperature gap today from St. Louis in Florida, which I don't know why, because the taxes are too high to be this cold, right? Also, this wraps up our How to Do 22. Next week, everybody shout next week. Next week, we start February, which we're calling Loveuary. That's got a ring to it, right? Loveuary. Week one, we're giving away a brand new 22 car. Week two, we're remodeling somebody's house. We're doing all kinds of cool things in Loveuary. You don't want to miss that. And then, of course, Valentine's Day, guys, don't forget that. We got a special sermon, but don't forget Valentine's Day. And all the women said amen. I said amen. And today we're going to talk about the blood, that there's power in the blood. The blood of Jesus that you received today, maybe it's the first time that you've done that, or maybe you've done it before, but you don't really realize what happened. Doesn't literally become the blood of Jesus and symbolic of the blood of Jesus, but the blood of Jesus is the most powerful, spotless, redemptive work that could ever, ever happen on the inside of you. So today, you took it on campuses, you took healing, you took freedom from COVID, cancer, depression. Every name that is named has to bow. Somebody ought to give God praise today to the name of Jesus. Now, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, it says, "For I received from the Lord this teaching, and then I passed it on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took a piece of bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke it. And he said, 'This is my body, for which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, the supper, he took up the cup and said, 'This is the cup of God's new covenant.'" Everybody shout, "New covenant. Sealed with my blood. And whenever you drink it, do it in remembrance of me." Sealed with my blood. Now, you know, under the old covenant, once a year they would have to come in and they would have to give up rams and lambs and bullocks. And they would always do this redemptive work, which really wasn't redemptive. It was temporary. Shout it with me, temporary. But when Jesus went in, his blood was so perfect. It says in the Bible, and we'll read it in a minute, it said, "Once and for all, he overcame, disposed of the sin, the depravity, and everything that would come against you." That's why Jesus said, "As often as you do it in remembrance of me." We have a friend. In fact, I got a couple of friends. How about you, right? And my friend, Mark Hankins, he was preaching all over it in Africa and doing what he does in Africa. And this was in 2017, and there was a little thing called Ebola. Ebola. And Ebola was getting all these people, and their lead doctor over in Africa, who was solving all the problems, he got Ebola, and they thought he was going to die. But they said, "We got an idea. What we will do is we will give him an infusion, a blood infusion of someone who's already had Ebola, and he'll actually probably be able to overcome it." So they brought him back to America, and they gave him that injection of somebody who already had it. And they said when they gave him that injection that it gave him the antibodies, and the cells that were on the inside that had overcome already began to overcome on the inside of his blood. You see where I'm going with this right now? But then they were out of the injection. But the cameraman that was with the doctor actually got Ebola. Somebody ought to be careful who you're hanging out with, right? So now the cameraman's got it, but there's no more of the injectables. So what they did was they took the blood out of the notorious famous doctor. They took the blood out of him, and they injected the blood that had overcome in this guy, and they put it in the cameraman, and the blood that came out of that man overcame. Somebody ought to see where I'm going right now. Overcame the disease, Ebola, that was in him. He had the proteins or the antibodies, and this was 17. We didn't know what we know now. We're all pretty much scientific geniuses at this point. But I'm here to tell you today that when Jesus took on our sin, he took on the depression, he took on every sin that was named, the antibodies for that sin was on him. And now when you receive the blood of Jesus, it has already overcome everything that you would ever come in contact with. Somebody ought to shout amen. He said, there's no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. He's already been where you've been, and his blood has not only ratified it, it's totally destroyed it, and somebody ought to give God praise today. Amen? It's a weird sound. Come on, clap your hands like you mean it today. I'm not talking about a goat blood. I'm talking about the blood. In Exodus chapter 12, we found that the people of God were giving lamb sacrifices from door to door. We know that as the Passover. That same guy, Moses, everybody shout Moses. God told Mo, he said, hey, Mo, go down and tell the people to put blood over the doorpost of their house. Remember this story in the Bible? And it said that there was a house here and a house here and a house here. And this house had blood over it. And then a house here and a house here and a house here. And when the death angel came to visit to destroy the firstborn, all of a sudden now it went, destroyer, destroyer, oop. Passover, destroyer, destroyer, because the blood had been applied. I'm telling you, you ought to fling blood all over your house. You ought to declare the blood. You ought to sing songs about the blood. You ought to go to church where they make much of the blood. I'm telling you, there's power in the blood. Give him praise in the house today. The blood. Everybody shout the blood. This red blood. This antibodies. That has overcome every situation that you'll ever come in contact with is living and abiding on the inside of us. This same Moses took the children of Israel and he said, we're going to cross this blood sea, this red sea. The enemies are in front of them, they're behind them, and it looks like that their adversaries are going to overtake them. And then all of a sudden, they had already declared the blood of Jesus and they'd overcame over here, but they started declaring the blood and they're walking through the Red Sea, and the Red Sea parted, and now they got on the other side. And as soon as they got on the other side of COVID, they got on the other side of the depression, they got on the other side of the financial situation, the other side of the divorce, the other side of the betrayal. Now the enemies are in the middle of it, and now all of a sudden the water proceeds back to its normal activity, and now they started singing a song. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse that was chasing them and the rider was thrown into the sea. I'm here to tell you today, get your faith up and get your hopes up over the next 5 years that God has grace, he has favor and opportunity for you like never before. Now, we see this story in Exodus 12 where the sacrificial lamb comes and does what he does over and over. And we might read that in a moment, but we find in Joshua 2, if you're a note taker, write it down. There's a story about Rahab. Rahab. Last week, it's kind of ironic. We talked about in the new covenant, there was a woman of notorious reputation, and she was a hooker. Rahab is an Old Testament hooker. This is the goat. This is the original one that we talked about in the Bible. Rahab is in this city that is going to be destroyed. And the angels of the Lord came in, and she had done some favors to try to help out the people of God. And the people of God said, the angels said, listen, Rahab, this city is getting ready to be completely destroyed. But if you'll take this rope that's a red rope, if you'll take this red rope that indicates the blood of Jesus and you'll hang it over your house, when they come to destroy it, they won't touch your house. They won't touch your kids. In fact, he says, go get everybody. I love this part. I read it this week. He said, go get everybody in your family and bring them to your house. They're not going to be okay in their house. They got to come to your house, which reminds me of our house, the house of God. Come on, Earth City and Weldon and Sunset Hills and Fairview Heights and RPC. See what I'm saying? Go get your family and bring them to the house. And when the destroyer came and these enemies came and plundered the whole town, every house was plundered except Ahab, you know, that girl. So God clearly does not bless you because you're good. He blesses you with wonder-working power because he has been good to you. That ought to make a Baptist shout right there. There's wonder-working power in the blood. Everybody shout, wonder-working power in the blood. Now, listen, our city, this Revelation chapter 1, let's go to verse, oh gosh, there's so much. Let's go to verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us with his blood. Everybody shout, with his blood. And he washed us from our sins with his own blood, and he has made us kings and priests to God the Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever. Behold, he is coming in the clouds. That day is going to happen, and every eye will see him, and all those who pierced him, all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and he will say, this is Jesus, this is in red, he will say, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning and the end. I am he who was, he who is, and he who is to come. He said he washed us with his own blood. Now, if you think about what you did, and I think about what I did, I mean, rather not talk about what you did. If you didn't raise your hand, come up to the front tonight. Today, we'll talk to you about what you did. Because I'm running out of illustrations about me. I would love to talk about you. But I know what I did. And I got a feeling that you did some of the same things that I did. And part of the reason why I know that is some of the people that I did it with told me that, somebody ought to help me right now. But we now, because of the vicarious work of Jesus, he did not send a goat to clean us up. He did not send a lamb to clean us up. He did not send a turtle dove to clean us up. The Bible gets ready to say, check this out. Verse 8, it says, now when these things have been prepared, the priest always went in the first part of the tabernacle performing the services. But into the second part of the high priest, he went in once a year and not without blood. He had to go in. Now, verse 11 says, but Christ, everybody shout, but Christ. Come on, all campuses loud, I can't hear you. But Christ as our high priest of good things to come with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made of hands, not of creation, not with the blood of goats or calves, but he obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes and heifers and unclean sacrifices to purify the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit he have offered himself without spot to God, cleansed us from our conscience from dead works? Much more. Everybody shout, much more. So Jesus went in one time as our mediator, and he delivered us from a conscience of sin. Let's talk about your conscience for a minute. Anybody ever heard of people having a seared conscience? Florida, only two people. How about you in Missouri? How many of y'all have heard of the show me state today, a seared conscience? When your conscience is bad, saying stuff like, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, David, you're no good. And then another devil jumps up and says, come on and say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good, David, you're no good. Then I would get up here and preach and think about what I've done. That would be a sin conscious. There's a lot of people. Some people are sin conscious. Some people are weight conscious. Some people are self-conscious. Some people are unconscious. Some people are God conscious. We need to be God conscious and blood conscious and realize that our consciousness can be freed from sin because of the grace that has been given. So that's why when we receive Jesus, we can receive communion, because we're not doing it in our own right. We're not doing it as that if we're good. We are doing it because he is good. So that's why we come to church and start singing. That's what happens when you wait on the Lord. Yeah, come on, somebody ought to shout amen to that. Royal Palm. Now, Hebrews 9. How many of y'all having fun today? I know I'm reading a lot of scriptures, but this is good. Raise your hand if you're having fun. Raise your hand if you wish the person next to you had not raised their hand. Verse 18. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dictated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats, scarlet wool and hyssop. I love that word, hyssop. And he sprinkled the book itself for all the people. Thus is the blood of this covenant which God has commanded you. Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and the vessels of the ministry. And according to the law, almost all things are purified by blood, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Wow. See, God is holy. God is holy. And God could not look at you, he could not look at me, because God cannot look at sin. But then because Adam and Eve in the garden, remember that story, jacked it up right away, and then immediately they covered themselves with animal skins, and the animal skins had to be killed, and they were covered not only with the skin, but with the blood. They covered the blood. We noticed that Cain and Abel, there was something that happened to where one blood shed the other blood. We see it all through from Genesis all the way to Revelations. We see about the covering of the blood. Now, there's only one person in all humanity who wasn't humanity. He was deity, but he came down through the virgin birth. That ought to make the Catholics happy today. And through the virgin birth, this incredible thing happened, and Mary gives birth to a human. But the human is also God. So God now puts on this physical life, and he's actually breastfeeding, but he's actually providing the milk. Somebody ought to shout amen right now. He is God, yet he's a baby. And it said with all temptation that he overcame all of it. So there's that antibody for you. When you say, I don't think Jesus has ever done this. I don't think Jesus ever had to overcome this. Every antibody that is possible for you to ever come against, you're like, what about COVID? Already covered it. What about Uji Muji Bougie that's going to come out in 2025? They're going to name stuff that you don't even know that they're going to name. And you have Dr. Fauci and Dr. Chachi and a new doctor telling you. But you say, I know there's a lot of doctors, but the great physician died on the cross for me 2,000 years ago. And he took this blood and he washed it and he cleansed me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. He pierced his side. He pierced his hand. He pierced somebody out of shot. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's wonder working power in the blood. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise him. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo! Hey. Well, even the white people at Sunset Hills be making some noise today. The devil hates it when you talk about this. He's like, forget it. He's got to go down to the First Presbyterian, First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, because he knows he's going to faith church and they found out who they are. You ought to have so much faith in the blood. When a mosquito bites you, it ought to walk away singing, there's power in the blood. Little mosquito, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. But you know, there's contamination in the world. This communion, this wine that Jesus served at his Last Supper was anointed. The wine that they served at the wedding where Jesus does his first miracle, there was the regular wine that might have been contaminated by the environment. But then somehow this wine that Jesus produced was not contaminated, much like the blood of Jesus. Now, this video might get loud. This is actually a hot air balloon. This is me and Nicole in Napa. The heat is hitting our head. We're flying over Napa, and they're telling us this story about how that the fires hit the Napa Valley, the Sonoma Valley, and it destroyed all these grapes. And even the grapes that were not destroyed were destroyed because of the environment. The smoke had got in and it had penetrated the grapes because the grape skin is very supple. And the grapes in that year, that harvest will be no good. That harvest, I said that specifically, that harvest will be no good because it was contaminated by the world. But there were some harvest that was around the bend and the wind didn't blow that way, and that actually became so much more valuable, they told us, during that season, because there was a limited amount that they could harvest. The Lord told me to play you that video today to tell you that COVID contaminated a lot of people, and recession has contaminated a lot of people, and racism and all the narrative that we see playing out in America. But there is a group of people that have been protected. Somebody ought to shout amen to this right now. There's been a group of people that say, we will not participate in what is happening in the world because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And God is bringing new wine out of me. You ought to download that song. Wherever there is new wine, there is new power. New wine. Now, we got to go quick because I'm giving you a lot of scripture today. It's your first time here. I usually don't do it this way, but how many of y'all liking it today? Raise your hand. If you don't like it today, there's a complaint department. I'm not sure where it is, but it's somewhere. If you ask about it. Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Notice God doesn't want second. He wants first. It's like tithe. It's the first. Everybody shout, it's the first. It's the first, and then if we go on to read verse 7, it says, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on two doorposts of the lintel. That word lintel there means window. Put it on the doorpost on the top of the window of the houses where they eat. And thus, when you eat it, thinking about communion right now, you eat it with the belt above your waist and sandals on your feet, and a staff in your hand. When I read that this week for the first time, get this revelation, it reminded me of Ephesians, where the Bible said that we should gird our loins about with truth, that we should put on the helmet of salvation, that we should have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that we should have the sword of the Spirit in our hand. I never saw any preacher say that before, but when it hit verse 11, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, read it again. And thus you shall eat it with a belt upon around your waist and sandals on your feet and a staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover, and you know what Passover means now. And I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn of the land, both man and beast, against the gods of Egypt, and I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Check this out, verse 13. You reading it? Now look, it says, now the blood shall be a sign for you on your house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you, nor it shall not destroy you. We could say COVID will pass over you. Famine will pass over you. Economic destruction will pass over you. Political division and division will pass over you. Everything will pass over you and yours because you're marked. You're marked with the blood. The blood has covered you from sin, from shame, from hurt, from heartache, and brought you health and healing. I'm here to tell you that you need to have a lot of faith, a lot of confidence in the blood. We used to sing, my dad would sing songs, are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? He would also sing, there is power, power, wonder word. And then we'd sing in B flat. We'd go, give me B flat. Louder, I can't hear. Oh, that sounds like church. Come on, someone. We'd say, the blood that Jesus shed for me. And then they grab it. Oh, way back on Calvary. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength. Shout it, church. From day to day. Come on. And it will never lose none of its power. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we did. And it reaches to the highest mountain. Sing it, church. Yeah, and it flows to the lowest valley. To the lowest valley. It's the blood that gives me strength. Yeah. that out of my preaching time. We just had to do that just for 1 minute. Shout, there's power in the blood. Shout it like a head burger. Say, there's power in the blood. I have confidence in the blood. I have antibodies because of the blood. I have deliverance because of the blood. I have healing because of the blood. I have money because of the blood. I have freedom because of the blood. I have an unfair advantage because of the blood. I have long life because of the blood. I have a healthy mind because of the blood. I thank God for the blood. I'm having church all by myself, I promise. I can't imagine. My mind always thinks about the campuses receiving this. I think, is it overmodulated? Is it too loud? Are you watching me? You don't watch this, you get in on some of this. Get yourself some of that. So I'll have what he's having. The blood. We're almost done. The blood. I remember one time when I was a little boy. I couldn't have been 4 or 5 years old, and we didn't have the money for a truck to pull the travel trailer. We didn't have a big G-Wagon. We had a little station wagon. How many of y'all never had a G-Wagon, but you have had a station wagon? Remember the station wagon with the wood on the side? Uh-huh. Remember the junk car that you had to park it on a hill because you had to pop the clutch to start it? Come on. Now, a lot of y'all rich down here in St. Louis, we understand this. Anybody ever had to start a car with a screwdriver? Anybody ever said, that door doesn't open, you got to slide in through the passenger side? Uh-huh. I just want to know who I'm talking to. And so my dad, he has an encounter with God. He gets so full of Jesus, and God calls him to preach. So he sells everything he owns. He's a cop. And what's in Terrace, right by the Earth City campus, Ferguson there. And he sells everything he owns, has my mom quit her job at Sears. She was a credit advisor. And we buy this car and like a 30-foot trailer. And he went around and he would preach at all these churches, which means I would spend a week here and I'd live there and I'd live here for a week in Alabama. I'd live in Kentucky. And that's why I'm so good with people, because I was so used to just meeting new people. I can go to the grocery store and act like we're friends and I ain't never met you. And we were coming through, heading up to Bucyrus, Ohio in the wintertime, and all of a sudden it was cold. It was so cold the politicians had their hands in their own pocket. And now the car, because it was wet, it was kind of sleeting, we kind of making it up the hills, and tractor trailers are sliding down, and we get almost to the top, and now our car starts kind of jackknifing and sliding down. And all I remember is my mom was scared, but my dad started saying, I declare the blood, I declare the blood, I declare. He was scared too, but he was declaring the blood. He wasn't screaming, we're going to die, we're going to wreck. He said, I declare the blood. Practice that now. I declare the blood. And then, God is my witness, that car that was jackknifing, all of a sudden straightened out, and now we're going sliding back, and then all of a sudden it starts going forward, and we start going forward and going, and my dad said, I thank you for the blood. And when we got to the top of the hill, my dad parked the car, got out, and said, I'm a little dude with a bowl cut, did you just see what God did? Look at the other people sliding down the hill. Son, you don't know it, but it's impossible for that to happen, but the blood. Thank you for the blood. I'm sitting there looking like this, but guess what? I'm 53 today, and I got loads of testimony to tell you that he can still get water out of a rock. He can still split a Red Sea. He can still do a Passover in your life if you will thank God for the blood. Give him praise in the house today. Power in the blood, power in the blood, power in the blood. Stand up with me. That'll encourage me to quit, and it'll get you moving. Shout, there's power in the blood. Shout it again. Shout, there's power in the blood. Start thinking about your business and say, there's power in the blood. Start thinking about your marriage and there's power in the blood. Not only is there power, there's wonder working power. You know, we sing that song at church, there's a wonder in my soul. There's a wonder working power. You'll wonder how you live there. People will even ask, I wonder how you live there. People ask me, how do you pastor that church? I wonder how that works. How do you have churches? Just think about it, Earth City and Sunset, and you got all those massive churches, and how could I be here talking to you live on a Sunday morning? How could that be? It makes you wonder. I'm not sure how the technology works. I just know it works. This morning I had coffee and I had milk in it because I like milk in my coffee. And I don't have to figure out how a brown cow eats green grass and gives white milk. I don't have to figure it out. I just have to enjoy it. So we don't have to figure out how God's going to do what he's going to do with you in 22. All we got to do is go, he's a wonder, he's a wonder, he's a wonder. It must have been the blood. Come on, shout, wave your hand, shout. It must have been the blood. Yeah. Miracles. You know, today as we were looking at those terrific things that were happening at our church, as in, you know, why do we want buildings? We want buildings so lives will be changed. Today at all the campuses, when you go out today, at every single campus, there'll be a chair in the lobby. You almost have to trip over it. If you went out these side doors in Florida or there at Sunset Atlanta, you go out the left, I want you to go out the lobby today because I want you to pray for your lost loved ones for 1 second. Just mention their name and touch the seat, and they have these prayer cloths. We have prayed and our staff have prayed for these prayer cloths. And the scripture that we stood on is we prayed over them in the staff meeting and we put oil on them is Acts 19. It says, now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul so that even handkerchiefs and aprons were brought to him from his body and the sick and the disease. The diseases left the people and evil spirits departed from them. So that's what we did. We stood on those scriptures and we prayed that God would touch the people. I have so many stories of people who were going broke who put, when we would do things like this, put them in their wallet. I talked to a woman last night at RPC that she said that her child was in a terrible car accident, but she had got a prayer cloth and she had put it in the glove box. And when the car rolled multiple times, the kid just got out. Story after story. Talking about cancer removed. I love that song that we sing. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen marriages restored. Don't you tell me he can't do. That's why worship is so important. You get that in you, and when the world tries to scare you, you go, no, 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 you don't know my God. God is working things behind the scenes. So today, when you go out, take a couple of these. If you're having trouble with your husband, slide it in his pillowcase. If you're having trouble with your wife, slide it in her pillowcase. Try not to do it at the same time, because it's embarrassing. Put it with your kids. I believe there's power in the blood, and there's power in prayer. Speaking of power and prayer today, on all campuses today, here on every campus of the pastors and our anointed prayer workers, they'll be at the front. If you need extra prayer today, come down. I sense something happening in your life. As you exit this last Sunday in January, I believe you're going to hit into Lovuary and realize you're on with the best part of your year. Jesus' name. When I think about our campuses, why do we do that? We put a little emphasis today on people's lives. There's aerial videos, I think, of our churches today, and you'll be sitting in some of these. Some of you are at that one watching right now at Weldon, and others of you are at Sunset sitting there today, and some of you are at Earth City, and the list goes on and on and on. Why do we build these churches? When I started out with 180 people, but a fire in my soul to help people, I knew that someday God would do something and change people's lives, and people's lives started getting changed. And each and every week, I think about now that God has given us this new idea and this new concept. He gave us new territory to take Illinois. Some of you have no plans to go to Illinois. You don't have to go there, but you're a sent one, and you're buying those seats. You're making a difference. And it's individual lives that have been changed. So as you're praying and you're asking God, you know, why does this church want more churches? I don't want more parking lots. I don't want more errors. I don't want more meetings. I'll be in St. Louis in the morning and loads of meetings for 10 hours and work 10 hours on Tuesday on top of the preaching. I do it because people's lives are being changed. And to prove that, how many of y'all, this church has impacted your life greatly? Raise your hand, wave it around. Let me see it. It's impacted your life, okay? Well, God wants to do that for other people. Tuesday night at church, I met a guy for the first time. His name is Adam. And Adam began to say that he and his wife were having a lot of problems, and he was a business guy who tried to get into real estate, and they had bought an apartment complex, and it was failing. And they were getting ready to lose their house about a year or so before COVID. He went to his wife crying and said, honey, I'm sorry I failed you. We're, we're, we're losing the house, we're losing the apartment complex. I'm going to go back and get my corporate job. And she said, why don't we go to church? Thank God for a woman, right? Adam's there today at sunset. And he went to church, and they came in and they said, you know what? We're just going to first fruit God. We're going to tithe. Adam told this Tuesday night. And he said, we started tithing. And he said, within a couple months, that all changed. And we got caught up on our house. And we were able to sell that apartment complex at a profit. And now we own 50 apartment complexes in just that short time. That's his story. Give God praise today. There's power in first fruiting God. He actually leads a small group. I didn't know it. It's probably the reason I met him is our small group start today. And he leads a finance small group and business small group. This weekend at all of our campuses, you need to go out in the hallway and get in a group. If you ride motorcycles, do it with the right people. If you play basketball, do it with the right people. If you go bowling, do it with the right people. If you're in business, do it with the right people. Get around a group. Go kick the tires today at the campuses and say, I want in a group. And that's how I met him, was spinning out of that group. Now let's put up on the back right there of the slide. And I want you to stretch your hand and think about the blood. This slide, this is red for a reason. It's not just our brand, Faith Church Red. It represents the blood of Jesus. And all 2,500 of those seats, we're believing God, are going to get filled in. Some people I see it every week, some people give $555. Some people give $5,555. It's really cool what people are doing. Some people are saying, I can pay for half now and half when I get my taxes. Yeah, but everybody's getting a seat and they're naming the seat for their loved one. They're saying, I thank you, God. I'm buying a seat for a soul. My kid may never go to that Illinois campus, but my kid's coming to this church, or he's going to a church in his city. Our family's getting saved. Father, I stretch my hand toward them as they stretch their hand toward me in Earth City and Fairview Heights, paying for that debt. God, we pray for the people at Weldon that they have increased favor. Ferguson, they have increased favor. RPC and Sunset and Online. God, that they make more money by accident than most people do on purpose, so that they can buy a seat for a soul. We have a heart for the house, God. Besides our regular giving, God, we give towards this next level in church and through our lives. God, I pray for businesses right now. Stretch your hand. God, I thank you that every dream that is dreamed, it's coming to reality this year. God, I thank you that their raises are coming. Their bosses are giving them inheritances and raises. God, I thank you that we don't look at the world system and go, I can't buy a house now because it's too jacked up. No, God, we're looking at this situation knowing, Lord, that you're behind the scenes and you're doing it. As we wait upon you, God, as we trust you, God, you're causing all things to work together for our good. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said amen. Come on, let's sing this together.
I'm gonna wait on you.
To church today. Raise your hand if you're glad you went to church today. Look at your neighbor and say, you got extra blessed. You got to sit by me. You can be seated for a minute. There are two envelopes in front of you today. There's one that is a regular heart for the house envelope right here that has the picture of that building. When you help God with his house, he's going to help you pay off yours or get one. And in your regular tithes and offering. And on this fifth Sunday, we receive communion, and we're putting a special emphasis. We believe that that debt's going away. We're going to actually have the $4 million necessary to fix it up. God's going to provide it, and we believe that we're going to change people's lives. Father, we thank you for the seed that we sow today, that it never leaves our life, that it'll do what it's accomplished to do. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen. Amen. As you're giving today, watch Faith Church information.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.